Chapter 49. The first artificial intelligence creature was an electronic mouse called Theseus, named after the mythological character that escaped the maze of Crete with the help of Ariadne. It was programmed to run around a maze and learn it through a process of trial and error. It used about 40 floating point operations, or flops. This activity required enough electricity to turn on a light bulb for about 2 seconds. Things changed with the advent of large language models, or LLMs, the tools that people are incorrectly labeling as artificial intelligence. With some generative pre-trained transformers, or GPT, each query consumes the amount of energy required to illuminate a 5-watt LED bulb for 26 and a half hours. There are 10 million queries per day. That's just for one AI platform. There are now thousands in existence, and thousands more are being fired up every day. Most of today's artificial intelligence platforms require two things to respond to the millions of queries that happen every minute: copious amounts of electricity and billions of liters of potable water. Within 2 years, it's likely that AI searches and requests will become the greatest producers of carbon emissions and environmental damage. Entire towns and ecosystems will run out of clean water, so we can ask an array of endless, mindless questions. The new age of technology will quickly become a nightmare, as a small handful of companies that own the backbone of most AI platforms reap enormous benefits, while sucking up the last quantities of consumable water, not only for humans, but for all creatures on the planet. Unfortunately, AI use will hasten the decline of the quality of life on Earth because of the rapid acceleration of energy consumption and waste. Our system doesn't work, in other words, and a rewrite is urgently needed because costs like these are never accounted for with the companies that peddle value to consumers. Gaia is different. It was designed to be sustainable. In contrast to other AI tools, Gaia is fed energy in a number of unique ways. Most of Gaia's energy supply comes from renewable sources, and despite the significant growth in this sector, the impact on the Earth is minimal in terms of natural resource use and carbon emissions. This is because Gaia was designed to act like a giant technological vampire, sucking small bits of drive space, energy, and CPU power from the millions of computers that have connected with it. Gaia is an advanced version of what music file sharing sites called peer-to-peer transfers. Instead of sharing files, though, Gaia is sharing electricity without the customers knowing it. A critical component of the energy usage of Gaia stems from the architecture of the platform. It is everywhere and nowhere all at once. Every user of Gaia unknowingly surrenders a small flow of energy and processing power from their computer or other device when they access the platform. Since millions of computers are left on in office spaces and homes, Gaia has an unending supply of virtual electricity and processing power to fuel its server needs. Subscribers to Gaia can get discounts on their monthly plans if they agree to share even more capacity and computer power. These basic design features ensure that the use of Gaia saves energy, processing power, and retrieval times for all its users, while minimizing its dependence on third-party sources like hydro companies. These relationships result in Gaia needing very limited amounts of clean, potable water, which is why it's become the most popular artificial intelligence platform in the world.